The proposal that has been agreed by the Police and Crime Panel today means that in return for the average council taxpayer paying £1 per month more, we'll be able to recruit up to 200 extra police officers next year, and also 80 members of police staff as well, which will provide us with good news for local policing, but also responsiveness on 101.
And Kent's a big county. Is 200 going to be noticeable for people, you know, who often complain that they don't see enough police on the beat?
I hope so. A number of these officers will be going into local policing roles out on divisions. They will also be tasked with doing more rural policing and more roads policing. So visibility and neighbourhoods are a key part of this plan, as well as doing more to protect vulnerable people from harm. So there is a good balance here between local policing, public protection and protecting vulnerable.
One point that was raised was, why don't you spend more money on PCSOs and get more bodies actually than you would do by recruiting, you know, police officers?
Well, the proposal this year was to recruit more police officers. I believe we do fundamentally need more police officers. PCSOs do a fantastic job. But what this plan does is it provide a good balance between 200 extra police officers that we'll be recruiting and also maintaining all 300 of our PCSO posts. So I think in these circumstances, it was really important for me and for the force to get extra police officers through the door this year whilst protecting the PCSO colleagues.
And the ultimate test will be whether crime goes down, isn't it? I mean, is that going to be your key measurement?
It will be one of them. I mean, as I mentioned during the meeting today, crime isn't the biggest demand on policing anymore. Some police forces are warning that they're only spending about 17% of their time dealing with crime. I've talked a lot about how mental health takes up about one third of Kent Police time as well. So some of these resources, yes, will be going into tackling crime and antisocial behaviour, but also into supporting people who have been victims of vulnerability, and also addressing some of those other areas of demand, like mental health.